You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Adrian Piccone from Volunteering Australia, and we are going to talk about the importance of volunteers in our lives. Good day, Adrian.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time and for all the work that you do. Volunteers. Volunteering is an important aspect of our community, let alone our society, isn't it?
No, it really is. And I mean, I think if we have a look around us, we'll see, you know, volunteers pretty well impact every aspect of our community. There's pretty well no place that volunteers don't touch. You know, we've got sports, we've got arts, we've got emergency services, education, and the environment, as well as community welfare. I sometimes talk about volunteers as hiding in plain sight. They're so much part of who we are and part of our culture that sometimes they're almost, we don't actually even notice it. And we do take them for granted a bit, but like they really do make a huge contribution.
A lot of us think that volunteers only happen on big events or during big events, but it does happen in small aspects of our daily lives as well, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think there's, I think, and that's the really important part of our theme for National Volunteer Week this year, which is give a little, change a lot. And I think the message that we're trying to convey is it doesn't have to be those, you know, those grand or big events or the grand acts of change. It can just be a small thing that can make a real difference. And it doesn't matter how much time you have or what your background is or what skills you have, there really is a role out there for you.
It's just a matter of finding the right fit for you.
Exactly, yeah.
So, like, in the church example, the people who help out the priests are mostly volunteers.
Mm.
And in our schools, we've got volunteer parents who help out with a canteen and help out with the teachers during excursions.
Yeah.
But on a bigger scale, volunteers who risk their lives as well.
Yes, and the state emergency services are a particular focus during National Volunteer Week next week. In fact, we've dedicated a day to the state emergency services. Wednesday is actually called Wear Orange Wednesday or WOW Day. The SES are asking people to wear orange on that day and take a photo of themselves and upload it onto their website to show their support for volunteers in emergency services and the extraordinary work that they do.
These are the people who go out on a not so nice day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they are the people. Yeah.
During the flash floods or bushfires, they are here to help us 24 hours a day, anytime, isn't it? Rain or shine, hail or shine.
That's so true. When natural disaster strikes or there's an emergency, there's like 40,000 state emergency service volunteers who give their time, they endure the elements and, you know, provide emergency assistance to our communities 24 hours a day.
And these specific volunteers have also to undergo specific training. So it's not just showing up on the day.
Absolutely not. Definitely not just showing up on the day. There's a lot of training and skills required to be an emergency services volunteer. But I know that's something that they're always looking for new volunteers and wanting to train new people. There's a lot of roles that people can do within the emergency services. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to be fighting fires. There's a lot of other roles that people can do as well.
It's also important to acknowledge that they give a huge amount of their free time or find the free time to volunteer.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's the thing. It's about, you know, the great thing about volunteering is that I really feel like it's about the very best of us as human beings, because it's about people donating time. In some ways, it's easy to donate money. But actually donating time, you know, time's the most valuable commodity that any of us have in this world. It's the one thing we're all running out of. And for actually people to donate their time in order to make a difference, not just to individuals, but more generally to the community, I think is really commendable and something we really need to celebrate.
You have volunteered, I have volunteered. And I guess the greatest part of that is when you're able to make new friendships or just, you know, make a difference in someone else's day.
That's so true. And, you know, I reckon, you know, pretty every volunteer that I've ever spoken to over the years that I've been involved in volunteering says to me, I get more than I give. And I really think that, you know, volunteering, it's about reciprocity. It's not just about giving, but people get back as well. And, you know, that could be, as you say, making new friends or building new networks. It could be just, you know, putting something on your CV, or it could just be that great, you know, warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you're contributing to the community, living on purpose, and we're making a real difference.
And in these times where everything is so fast, everything that we do is like a matter of seconds and minutes, and everything is on schedule, we have to be on schedule. You know, we're always moving fast, but it's important to take time and pause as well, and, you know, see, look around us and feel that sense of community.
It is, and I think it's really important to remember, you know, even though it might be a small act, it can actually make a real difference in another person's life. And I also think it makes a difference to the quality of life that we have here in Australia. You know, when people are actually contributing because they're choosing to do something, you know, it really makes a difference to the quality of life we have.
So as you said, give a little, change a lot.
Yeah.
And I guess the most important part is today, Wednesday, wear orange Wednesday. Thanks to the people who volunteer and risk their lives so that we may stay safe in our homes.
Yes, and post that with the hashtag thank you SES, and show your support for volunteers in the SES and the extraordinary work they do.
Thank you very much, Adrian Piccone from Volunteering Australia.
sbs.com.au